What's going on, Bearders? Happy Wednesday. It's the Comic Run.
Happy Wednesday!
12th installment of the Comic Run. Sitting here with the fam. Comic Run fam.
Half the fam.
Half the fam.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this has been a staple comic book run fam for the past couple of Wednesdays. But,
true.
You know...
Friendly Mexican comes back this week.
That's true. You know who... You know this voice. If you don't know this voice, I fucking start off every fucking episode. You know this voice. It's me, David.
And Angel.
Yes, and Angel. And Beatty's right next to me.
I had to announce Angel because he was busy
eating. We announced it, everybody.
Well, I had to announce Angel because he was busy eating, so I tell you.
So, you know the deal. It's Wednesday. We went for our comic run. We have our goodies in front of us, looking at each other in our eyes.
Angel just destroyed his
We have candles.
No, it's wet, and he got all sticky in the plastic.
Angel just got destroyed.
He's got destroyed comics. We have candles lit. We're eating a filet mignon. We're not doing any of those things.
I wish we were.
Yeah.
Starving.
So let's start it off. Well, I'm looking straight ahead. So Beatty, what did you get today?
I can tell you a lot of Marvel stuff. Prelude to Infinity, which is Avengers 17. Infinity, which is Avengers 18. Okay, that makes sense. Infinity, tie-in, Thunderbolts 14. Don't read him. Don't give a shit. All I know is it's Deadpool, Red Hulk, Elektra, Punisher, and Venom, which makes no fucking sense to me. So whatever, we're just going to leave it at that. Superior Nova, which is just Nova number 7 with Superior Spider-Man in it. X-Men number 4. And Dexter 2. And that concludes my Marvel. And I want the DC.
Marvel.
DC Comics.
You're going to show me the Marvel. Show me the
I got
DC.
Part 5 or 6 of the Trinity War, which is Justice League Dark. I don't know why I'm still doing this accent, so I'm going to talk with a regular voice now. Pandora 3, which is a tie-in to Trinity War. And Batman Beyond Universe, which is a double issue of Batman Beyond and Justice League Beyond. And at this point, Marvel has so many fucking tie-ins for all this shit now I can't keep up, so fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Nice.
Then I get the main series.
See.
That's what I got.
Angel, what did you get in?
Well, I...
What's that about?
I don't know.
I can resist. This Infinity thing has caught my attention. So I ended up getting the Avengers sign? Infinity with Avengers...
18?
18, there we go.
Avengers 18?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm used to be seen at the bottom. I didn't
think
it would be on top.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, I got the Avengers tie-in. The one that you got, that's what? The Avengers...
That was
19? 17. Oh, 17. Okay, that's a prelude. I have to get that.
Yeah.
I mean, have you read it?
No.
So I'm
still waiting for Thanos 5 to come out to read everything, so...
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the only Marvel thing I got this week. And unfortunately, no Deadpool. So that's next week.
That sucks. Oh my god, no Deadpool. Next week, though.
But for the DC, I got Green Lantern New Guardians, which is the... for the Green Lantern universe. New,
I mean, the title was self-explanatory with that one.
Well, yeah, Relic. Rage of Relic. New guy. I had to get Justice League Dark for part 5 of the Trinity War. Pandora Sin, so number 3, the tie-in for it. And I've been dying to get this the Phantom Stranger tie-in, which explains everything that happens with Batman and that group. That's all the stuff I got.
Is he strange?
I think he is.
Well,
do you even need to announce
I'm
yourself?
Pretty, I'm pretty sure
track?
It's safe to say that we got the same stuff, but for the sake of saying, I'll look at my Marvel pile. Always weird to say that this is a part of the Marvel Universe and a Marvel distribution. Dexter, number 2. Superior, you know, Superior Week. Superior Day of the Week. Issue 16. Superior Nova. Issue 7 of that little fancy Nova arc.
I like Nova. He's funny.
I know. I like Nova. Infinity, the Avengers issue 18, the same as the rest of you guys, same as Beatty. X-Men issue 4.
Not that it matters, I'm really issue 2 or 3.
Your whorish mouth. My DC pile, Batman Beyond Universe issue 1, which we were misled by the front cover.
Oh, that cover's atrocious.
The cover art is,
terrible.
I feel like my 9-year-old nephew drew this. And not to just not say he was a shitty drawer. Don't want to talk bad about the
family. No, don't want to talk bad
about the family.
No. The artwork inside is fine. The artwork cover was shit. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
That was bullshit. Fuck that.
Trinity of Sin, Pandora, issue 3. Obviously, Justice League Dark for the part 5 and 6 of the Trinity War. And Jim Lee and Superman
Unchained.
Issue 3. I don't even read the first two.
Has he even read any of them?
I just love Jim
it.
Lee. Jim Lee's fucking amazing.
Don't get me wrong. Jim Lee's a great guy. I got number one. And you know how much I hate Superman. Jim Lee's a great artist, but just because he drew it doesn't mean I'm going to like the character anymore.
I mean,
you get a book cover.
Yeah, that's really all I get.
Yeah,
from.
But that's
I don't like
that's
Guardians
six
of the Galaxy.
Dollars wasted.
But,
me.
I don't like Guardians of the Galaxy like that. It's a good read,
but you got
but I got the baby cover.
Yeah,
thinking,
yeah, that's $6 wasted for me because I can spend that $6 on another series that I will.
No, $4.
Well, no,
oh.
I'm saying because I only got number one, so three and
oh,
three.
Yeah, I got you.
So that means I could spend $6 on two other comics that I probably would read.
Yeah,
I mean,
like. The way I see it is, I'm probably going to read it because I have it.
I'm going to spit on it.
Don't spit on my... But then you have to buy it because you have a bent-ish cover, a corner of X-Men number...
Want to read?
No.
You're not going to read anyway. Who cares?
I want it. I spent money on it.
Yeah, but... So it's a fair trade.
I'm not fucking trading you my clean copy. That's why I fucking inspect my comics upon purchase.
It's an even trade.
That's what you take from the back, not the front.
Yeah.
I didn't take from the back. That's the sad part.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, Jim Lee.
Big Jim.
Big Jim and Lee.
So what's on the agenda?
So, we could do the same thing we did last week. We all pretty much read something, right?
Yeah.
So, Biddy, out of one thing that you've read today, describe it. How it was for you.
Let's see, what did I read today? I mean, I can't really read Infinity because, you know...
Oh,
what,
my elbow!
And there goes Angel's comic. Bent to shit.
Nah, I just fucked up my elbow.
I can't really read the Infinity yet because, you know, Marvel, they have so many fucking tie-ins and preludes that
yeah.
I can't even keep track of it. I know the reading order. I honestly don't know what the reading order for half this shit is. And, I mean, they haven't released Thanos Rising 5 yet.
Yeah.
Well, for the Infinity in the back, it tells you a tree of what connects to what in the main story. Not the tie-ins, but the actual main story.
Yeah, I know, but still. I mean, at this point, Marvel has such a... So many fucking tie-ins for all this shit. It's ridiculous. Like, this X-Men leads into the Battle of the Atom, which starts in September. So that leads into it. But, yeah, they have just so many fucking tie-ins. It's hard to keep up half the time. At least with DC, it's, you know, it's... Well, never mind. They're just as bad.
Yeah.
They're just as fucking bad. Never mind. Stop making so many fucking tie-ins. Make the main story, and fucking put the tie-ins after it. Fuck that.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck your shit.
Yeah, but I can't read Infinity yet because Thanos number 5 didn't come out. Doesn't come out to what? 2 weeks?
No,
next week.
Oh, it comes out next week?
Yeah, I explained
I'm
going to
shed 5 tears.
Holy shit, it's August 21st already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fuck me sideways. Damn, I didn't realize that. Damn, it's almost the end of summer.
Yep. I was going to say that I didn't realize that I had made a mistake when I usually check Midtown Comics website for, you know, what's coming out.
Yeah.
And I accidentally clicked on next week's stuff, and I'm thinking, oh shit, I got Deadpool last week, I'm getting Deadpool today, and Thor, and Thanos, and Infinity was this.
You
and skipped, out
did you skip
week.
To Midtown?
Yeah.
Well, I have
you
collected Thanos?
I only collected the first one. So, I mean, it's not much. Is it? Am I missing out on a lot?
It's a beauty. A lot of people, like, we ran into the our version of the comic run, because you have yours, we have ours.
Yeah, you run
to where you get the good
issues. You skip to Midtown Comics.
Where you get to the good covers, and we just get what other people leave behind.
like remnants, we can scatter through
the
covers.
The clerk and, I guess, a regular had come in, and they were shit-talking. You heard them more than I did. What were they saying?
They really didn't like Thanos Rising, because... they didn't like how he was all emo and, you know, how he was killing people just for an imaginary girl. And it was more like, you know, just like a serial killer type of thing.
I don't really want to listen to that motherfucking clerk. Number one, saw that motherfucker in the street.
Yeah, we did.
I said, what's up? And he looked straight at and just kept walking. I was like, I guess not.
We went to other galaxy.
Yeah, that was at Pox Old Galaxy.
Wow.
Number two... Besides him not liking Thanos Rising, he does not like Superior Spider-Man.
Well, okay.
I mean, all right, well,
the other guy liked it, I'm sorry.
He doesn't like it, but I mean, I can't really hate on him for that, but I will, because it's something I could say. I don't really give a fuck. But, people are going to hate on it, because it is what it is.
Well, that's for any series. Like, some people are going to hate on, like, the Green Lantern. People are going to hate on that. Or Deadpool. Like, some people don't like Deadpool. Because they're so used to their, like, you know, like Iron Man or, like, the mainstream shit.
Just an update. Beatty's cat just ran off of my receipt.
Oh, shit.
I might want to get that.
I mean, I don't want to know what I paid. So your cat's doing me a favor, but I don't know if it's good health wise, how good it is.
I want this. This is my
cat. The cat needs some fiber, you know? Oh, my God. Jesus.
So, of course, it's going to be a hit and miss on part, because if you think about it, Dan Slott, I speak of him every other episode, time again, I speak of him. He killed off a legend for most. I feel like older people, well, older, but older than us.
He's older.
They have history with Peter Parker. So I've seen tweets where it's like, oh, I've had 50 years of Peter Parker. I could do a little bit of Doc Ock.
Yeah.
So people are accepting of it rather than, and then some people are just like, oh, you killed Peter Parker, go suck a bag of dicks. And then you killed him twice.
You suck a bag of dicks.
But now that we've received the receipt from the cat.
Yeah, well,
what was your issue that you were talking about?
He ralphed me. He was like, I want this. Come here. How much were you paid?
How much did you pay on these?
I liked the Superior Nova. It was pretty cool because we ran into Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's just shit-talking. Shit-talking.
Funniest time.
He's like, how old are you? 15. 15? Oh, my God. 5 minutes of my life wasted on a child.
Oh, and then he saves a couple. And he says, I want to let you know for the record, I saved you. I was here first. And then they're like, well, we want Smash to Death, but I think that's the more important part of this.
Thanks, though.
Who did that?
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Doc Ock. That's funny as hell.
So, he goes, Doc Ock, Spider-Man, whatever the fuck you want to call him at this point. Superior Spider-Man says to him, he goes, you want to be a hero in this town? Really? And he goes, just look up in the sky and see how long it takes. And Nova goes, what are you talking about? And as they say, Iron Man flies by.
Yeah.
He goes, not even 10 seconds as Iron Man's flying by saying, well, go off to save somebody. We got enough heroes here. You go somewhere else. Go somewhere in the city. Anywhere else.
Wow.
Yep.
And then
you just shat on him.
And then, what was I going to say? He calls him Justin Beaker.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't know Justin Bieber, so he's like, oh, yeah, I make all these puns.
See, he's like, I'm Spider-Man, I make these puns.
See you later, Justin Beaker.
Oh, my God.
And then Nova goes, well, Spider-Man's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, the best part is, this takes place after the Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah.
And that Nova, the one that's in his series, was this, because if you notice, in like the beginning, he says, oh, they must be still mad when I came to warn about the Phoenix Force and I crashed the plane.
Yeah.
That's the same Nova. So, Spider-Man was still Peter Parker then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can't he notice the difference? Can't he
a
just
lot of people on that.
There's a lot, like you even said, a lot of people just, it pisses me off. As being as the reader, you get pissed off as you know.
You've worked with fucking Spider-Man
yeah.
for how long? You know Peter Parker's fucking demeanor and manner, and it changes that right drastically. You'd think something would fucking
like,
be up.
I completely understand. Like it's obvious. That's like me being nice and oh hey, how's it going? Then the next day I'm like, oh, go fuck yourself. So
no, not even that. It's like you hanging out, us hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And we all know our personality. I know one of us just starts fucking acting like a dick the
yeah.
entire time. You get a nose
yeah.
and raising questions.
I mean, that part completely level with everybody. But for story wise, they're not going to do that. That's like realistically me being, as you're saying, a certain way, and then the next day I come back different. But then, story wise, if that realistic, like it was reality,
yeah.
like, and they realize it right away, there would be no story.
Yeah.
So like he puts on that Peter Parker persona when he has him in his head, but now
yeah.
that he doesn't, it's chaos. But for story's sake,
I don't remember having that May. She did.
No, Aunt May is alive, but he hasn't seen her in months.
Wow.
I mean,
he doesn't. She's like old at this point. She's
yeah.
gotta be feeble. She's gotta be like has like dementia or some shit like that. And he was like, "Yeah, fuck you, Aunt May. I'm swinging blood slugging right now."
Yeah.
Peter, is that you, Uncle Ben? Oh, Ben, Uncle
Benny.
He probably goes. Oh shit, Aunt May. He
Benny, my pussy's wet.
He probably remembers her at one point. Goes to see her. She's dead in the house. Like months.
She had a note on her chest. There's a meatloaf in the oven if you come. And then meatloaf's fucking rotted.
Shit.
Oh my God. Yes. So, anybody hear anything new with the new Avengers movie?
Nope.
The only update I have is that Scarlet Witch won't be wearing her costume.
Oh, really? Yeah, I gotta look it up with Machinima and IGN to see what they have. But the only thing I found out about was Tony Stark is Ultron's creator. And
yeah. I found out that, yeah, Josh Green confirmed she's not gonna be wearing her costume from the comic books. And how is she Scarlet Witch? Is she just witch at that point? Is she gonna have a red stripe in her hair? That's why
she's a
Scarlet
bitch.
Witch?
Huh? She's just a bitch.
The Scarlet Bitch.
I was saying, she had a red stripe running through her hair. Is that why she's Scarlet Witch? Ooh. Ooh, Joss.
My
how
God.
Of you. Give her a fucking red costume, you fucking prick. Please.
Oh, my goodness.
And I kind of saw, I don't know if it's real, they had like a screen capture of the Falcon costume. It's like some military suit with fucking wings and shit.
I know. The dude that plays
Anthony
Kay. Yeah, he was like that, that everything was done with strings.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, I'm telling you, well, it was his own strength. He was just like that. He was, he's Fred Heights. He doesn't like it.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
update number two.
Cat Robin.
I'm either going to have no one less sock, or I'm going to have no shoelaces by the end of today.
What happened?
Your cat's fucking having a grand time. Like, do you want my social security card? I don't know what else you need from me. Hey.
Hello.
Trying to get the cat now.
He does not care. He's like, fuck you, I'll take the numbers.
Not a single fuck was given.
You're putting it on a chair where you can jump on again.
So at least I'm here.
But, yeah, it just, it kind of looks like his suit in the comic. Like, he still has the wings and he's also holding them and shit
yeah.
and everything. But it's like a black leather military suit instead of red and white spandex. But I'm not sure if they got a color, get a color or whatever.
I mean, it would make sense if it was red, if it was the
red
military, no, military thing, because like, you know, stealthy-ish, I guess. If they're going for that.
Yeah.
I don't know
they're
any background.
They're trying to do too much real-world shit and based on a comic book movie based on fiction, so I don't know if the fucking correct that on.
Yeah.
I just realized you, that was it for your comic?
Yeah.
Oh, so, Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
I completely forgot for a minute.
The only thing I've actually read are the Trinity War tie-ins and the actual war itself today.
Which we still haven't read.
Yeah. So
what
I don't,
was your
I
favorite?
Don't wanna, of what? Of the things I've read?
Yeah, of the things you read.
Well, I did read the Infinity thing, and...
You're confused.
At first, I was confused with Infinity 1, because I was like, what the hell is this? They're explaining who's what and who's going to war. But this explains the preparation for an oncoming onslaught of shit.
Yeah.
Scrolls.
Yeah. The Scrolls are working
again.
With some galactic...
Scrolls
again. Council.
Again.
And, yeah, so that's from the Infinity, the Avengers 18. But what really catches my attention is this Trinity War.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it really is a Trinity War. It's three different Justice Leagues facing each other over one, the same cause. Something goes down, Superman causes something.
Yeah.
He kills, was it Captain Light or whatever his name is?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mr. Light? And, Dr. Light, there we go. He kills him, and everyone goes crazy. Oh God, Superman's crazy, and they detain him.
Yeah.
Turns out it's because of Pandora's box. Whoever touches it, it makes them snap.
It makes them horny.
Yeah.
Superman really became the Man of Steel that day.
I forgot
cock of steel.
Man of wood.
But
cock of steel.
But yeah, the shit that's going down is just... Like, I ended up getting the Phantom Stranger, which explains after Justice League of America 7, I think it is. If you read that, you'll see that they go into the house and you can see them... Batman, Katana, Deadman, I think his name is, and Phantom Stranger in a mirror. And that they're stuck in the other world. They're stuck in the afterlife. And in this issue, it explains what happened on there.
Great. Right now I gotta get that.
Yeah.
Great.
It's pretty cool. You know, and what else? The Pandora Trinity Sins, the number 3, just explains her point of view of everything. Just
yeah.
like the Phantom Stranger, his point of view, it's her point of view. How she's on this mission to kill all the sins that she let out. And how now she's right here in the middle. She got the box in the middle of these different factions trying to get the box from her. And everyone that keeps touching it snaps. You know, Shazam grabs it. He gets the same color as Black Adam. And he fucks everyone up. You know, Frankenstein gets it and he gets mad.
Why is Frankenstein in the DC universe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never understood that. What the fuck is the point
I
of that?
I think he's part of the Vertigo universe. But after Flashpoint, everything just like, blah, together.
And then they have
to do Swamp Thing.
Well, not even that. Not even that. In Teen Titans run, from like 2003, 2011, there was a part in Teen Titans where Cyborg was offline, and they had a bunch of people for like a year. And there was a bunch of young heroes rostering in, and one of them was young Frankenstein.
Really?
I'm like, what the fuck? Why is he here?
It just gives me more hope that Dexter will someday be accepted into the Avengers.
Into the Dark Avengers or something. But yeah, I mean, everything starts to unfold, especially in the Justice League Dark, where they find out the mastermind behind the whole thing and why it's gone down.
Yeah.
How it's been carefully planned out and how everyone has fallen into that trap. I like it.
I'm gonna have to read it. I'm gonna try to sit down tonight, light a few fucking cigarettes, and go out on the porch and just
start reading. Because that's the beauty of being
having some alone time. Yeah. I've been alone for the past week.
Smoke.
So I go right out. And, you smoking yet?
Smoke. You smoking yet?
But, which issues of this whole thing do you have? Do you have all of them?
I have all of them.
Except for the Phantom Stranger.
Except for that. I want to get
it.
Yeah, we just haven't read them.
Yeah, it's just...
Same with Dexter. I got number two and I haven't read it. I haven't read number one yet.
Just get the Phantom Stranger and then start reading it. I'm guaranteeing you would like it.
Phantom Stranger.
Oh, my God. I'm
motioning, fingering a girl with
there
my
finger. There you go.
My middle finger, I am fingering an invisible girl in front of Angel.
Nice.
Just a quick update. Not really comic book related, just really quick.
Yep.
Finally, after a long wait,
The Rock has come
out. Friday Night Magic is updated with a 6-person life counter.
Oh!
I forgot to tell you about this. I creamed my pants watching it. I was like, does it work? Does it function? I was like, yes, it works so well.
Is that the regular app we use?
No, this is
new. This is a new one. But it's a regular life counter.
Yeah. And you can put names and everything.
All right, that's cool.
So we can roll. We can do it all. We have rolls for everybody.
Nice.
So we're on the go. We're ready to
now
go.
Now we can do our fucking life counters, which is one thing.
Beautiful.
Right, big boy? Right?
So we're back in comics. We're back to Wednesday.
There we go. So yes, that's what I've read. Those are what I've actually read. The Green Lantern one, I have yet to read it. But I think I'm going to enjoy it. So
I think maybe...
You're going to rob something again, I'm telling you.
Or she's going to stop the recording. Either or. Get away from that receipt. You know how much I spent already.
Right through the wires. Go.
No, not through that. We'll never charge your computer. But,
For my comic, I'll talk about it. I think I'll go for Dexter. I mean...
Yeah, no, I've never read it.
We never really... All right, so...
Yeah, explain it. I've seen it. I skimmed through it, but I didn't really, you know...
It's not really based around the show.
What, the books?
Is it a bridge from it?
It's more close... It's not story arc to the... Maybe. I'm not too really... All right, let me reword myself.
Have you read the books?
I read the first book. Really good. Really good
show.
Show, I've seen everything.
Okay, now...
What's going on in the show, by the way?
That's crazy.
That's on Showtime, right? I don't have Showtime anymore. Fucking CBS and Time Warner.
That's crazy. I'm not talking about the show, because the show is just a little fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
I'll go for the comics.
Tell me how to do that.
Fine. So, the author of the comic is the author of the book, which is great. Really good. Jeff Lindsay, good writer. Obviously, he made like a very weird...
It'd be kind of hard to fuck up your own show.
Controversial. Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. Game of Thrones, the author of the graphic novels is George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
So it's just those type of things that make me happy in life.
Yeah.
So the first issue is Dexter's invited to his high school reunion.
Okay.
He goes there and he sees an old face, a kid who had bullied him in high school. While he was still learning, who's not familiar with Dexter, he has a stepfather named Harry. He's adopted after he's a police officer. He finds him in a storage container filled with blood where they had murdered his mother. And he takes him in his own, but he notices these characteristics that
antisocial characteristics.
He kills animals. So, like, I was about to talk about the show, like, because I know the origins of the show, but the book not so much. He runs into this bully who he had dealings with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets so fed up of him, he brings him to his room, like his early room, where he wraps him in the plastic. He's about to kill him. But he realizes he's not going to do this. He lets him go. So they have that history. So they meet up. And he's like... So automatically Dexter's like, oh, like, holy shit, how's this going to go? He embraces Dexter, open arms. Oh, my God, Dexter, I haven't seen you in so long. Giving him hugs. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know one another? Like Rita, his girlfriend at the time, at this... Well,
Rita Repulsa.
Like, oh yeah, Dexter did something for me and changed me a long time ago. So now this bully is a big shot. in Miami, where he has a center for he lets homeless people in, drug addicts, and rehabilitates them, and then sends them off to a place where they could have a job, and they pay them 3 times minimum wage, and lets them be a member of society again, supposedly. Murders start to happen near this foundation, and Dexter automatically assumes that it's him. He assumes, like, he's now he's on his trail. Like, he wants it to be him so bad because he has history with him.
Okay.
So, basically, him and Deborah, his sister, his stepsister, go in and question him. Deborah's taken by him. His girlfriend's taken by him. The whole town is taken by him for what he's doing. But Dexter feels like his dark passenger, who basically he has named his dark side of himself as the dark passenger, that drives him to kill, feels that it's him. He's the one that's causing all these murders, so on and so forth. So basically now the issue ended where Deborah and him had just come back from questioning him, and someone throws a cocktail, the Molotov cocktail.
Is that what the covers?
Yeah, at the car. So now Dex is like, it's him. Like, we know it, that he has something to do with it. It's interesting because it's a 5-comic series. So the story that you're reading in the first issue is going to be what the story is all the way.
Mm.
But I'm hoping it's like it's got the twists and turns like the show, which I would hope for a 5-issue run. I hope it's just not like, oh, yeah, it's him. Okay, we got him. He's dead. 5th issue. So
how thick is the comic?
Regular comic size?
Yeah, it's like regular comic size. But I think it's cool. I think it's a cool take on Dexter in a different form of reading, watching, you know.
Okay. Here's what we haven't done in a while.
What?
Our stop for our Silver Age comic. Brooklyn Comics.
We could go.
I just don't want to get harassed.
I mean, you always get a good deal with them.
Yeah. This is true. Let's see. Because I think they had Spider-Man 300 for like $160
yeah.
over there.
Whoa, buddy.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't really too bad. First introduction of Venom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So it's not too bad. So yeah.
It's Venom or the Black Suit Spider-Man?
No, Black Suit was Secret Wars issue 8. Venom.
Yeah, yeah, Venom.
300. But, you know, we should go back there. I mean, kind of like before July even happened. Like, oh, you guys come by, hang out, and play cards.
Yeah.
And we never went back.
We never went
back. That was the last time we went there.
He cried every night. Remember when we dropped by and we said, I smell money. Where is it?
I remember when those guys used to come in, they also would come here and play card games.
Empty promises.
Liars. Charging twice.
The beer trivia, the trivia at the bar, the card games. Oh, fuck them. He wakes up at night with a cold sweat next to his wife. What's the matter, Jimmy? If that's his name. I'm just thinking about the money.
He phones up his coworker. I know, I had the same dream.
They call each other at the same time. They both go to voicemail. Finally, someone gets through. Jimmy! I dreamt about the money again.
I know. Those guys, they lied to us. Charge them triple.
Oh, shit.
For some reason, I automatically said, like, talked about the money. I started thinking about, oh, God. Goodfellas with the money.
Oh.
We needed that money, Karen.
They were going to find it, Henry. No,
they were going to come and play cards, Jimmy.
They would have found it. I swear to God, they would have found it.
I love that movie. I can recite almost every fucking line from that movie.
That's a good movie, but that scene is funny as shit.
Karen! Where's the money, Karen?
We needed that money, Karen.
That's all we had.
Then he's crying, no. No. And then she's like, oh, God, no. She's like, Jewish. She has like that stereotypical Jewish accent that they give these characters for some reason because supposedly everybody has it.
Well,
no.
It was the 70s, I think that was in the movie, right?
I've met Jews that don't have that accent, but...
I know a lot of Jews that have accents like that. Not the Hasidics, but the Brooklyn Bowens.
But what was my favorite scene from that movie? Who did this? He's
my friend who lives across the street. Ah!
He just like, right here. He walks across the street with a fucking pistol and fucking whacks him in the face a couple times.
You touch her again, you're fucking dead!
Ray Liotta. What happened to Ray Liotta is crater face. He looked like a fill of water. He could have got small creeks for ants on his face.
What happened to Ray Liotta? Okay. Ray Liotta could play a cop or a gangster. He's like Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He could play a cop or a gangster. Everybody else, can't do. What was the one movie Robert De Niro did that he wasn't a cop or a gangster? Hide and Seek?
I was going to say Meet the Fockers, but then I realized he was
CIA. No, it was Hide and Seek.
Oh, yeah, where he was the fucking killer.
Yeah, it was him and Dakota Fanning, and that movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He played
a father in another movie where, like, he had all kids. I forgot the name of it. But it's, like, something completely out of his element that I didn't watch because I figured it was just going to be a piece of shit.
Well, the movie he was in called The Family.
Oh, that looks funny.
That's why maybe it is.
Yeah, but he's
ex-mafia.
He's ex-mafia.
Never mind.
I'll take it back.
He's ex-mafia.
I
don't
know the table. What the receipt. Yeah, that's what happened with Ray Liotta. Every movie Ray Liotta's been in, ever since then, whether it's been theatrical release or, straight to DVD, which in the case of him, it's mostly straight to DVD,
he's
either been a cop or a mobster, and that's all he could play. And it's sad.
Sorry.
I completely disregarded my other purchase. I had a little side purchase. I bought a poster today.
Yep.
All Marvel characters lined up. It's a pretty generic poster. I've seen a little bit all over the place. If you could Google it.
Oh, it's generic. Excuse me. You shouldn't have bought it then. The doorknob's slowly opening. Yeah. I hear it. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to see the face when she comes in and realizes what she's fucking up in the process. Let's see. Oh, she went out.
Okay,
never mind. Okay. Wait, what happened?
Oh.
What the hell?
Well, I was just listening to my mom talk to the cats.
Yeah,
a fucking crazy woman.
Bee's mother's feeding the cats and talking to the cats.
She's talking to the outside cats like a fucking crazy woman.
But,
she's a cat lady.
Yeah, she is.
We have more to contribute to this week's.
I know. I think we should start fucking. I think we should start doing research before we do episodes.
I mean, I think this is. I like this episode, but let's not discuss our critique on the episode while we're still recording. Okay,
This episode fucking sucked. Fuck it.
We'll be back.
Sucked.
We'll be back Friday. Jose's. Jose, I think, is coming back Friday.
He was told. I got a message from him. I keep saying messages, but a post from him. I got a post from him, and he said, you guys got room for one more on Friday Night Magic.
Nice.
So I'm assuming
he also
doesn't
want to be on after
the return. Well, now he has a month and a half off, so maybe he's valuing the episodes.
They're
talking about his times in the fields.
I don't want to hear about his fucking times on the podcast. We can tell him off the podcast.
And then talk like a little bit, maybe the funniest stories.
Yeah, he said he has a lot
of funniest stories. I almost got my kidneys taken.
Automatically, as soon as he said he's coming back, I think like five titles I want to name the episode, but I'll wait for when it's actually titled.
The Return of the Mexican.
Jumping Beaning. But he's supposedly bringing back Jumping Beans.
Jump.
For us all.
Which is why I'll be dead.
Snuck back from the border.
Clothes above the head. That's so bad.
What?
Clothes above the head.
Oh,
shit. Snow away in the back of a van.
Oh, my God.
But I think that wraps up this week's comic run.
Yeah.
Be back Friday with Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more of a fuller house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Work is hard. Mm-hmm. It's like every time.
You're just back.
Well, this is David signing out.
And BD.
And Angel.
And we'll see you guys on Friday.
Peace.